Chapter 34. Molly knocked on Jesse's door and entered. Jesse was staring out the window, slamming a baseball into the pocket of his old Rawlings glove. She winced at the pop the ball made as it hit the leather. She could only imagine how strong Jesse's arm must have been when he was a player. She thought that her boss had been through a lot as chief in Paradise, and she'd been through a lot with him. There had been homicides, too many homicides. Some higher-profile ones than Martina Penworth's. And cops had been heard on his watch before, but that came with the territory. Two of Paradise's finest had been killed when the bridge to Stiles Island was blown up during the big heist. But for some reason, it seemed to Molly, things were weighing especially heavily on Jesse today. She guessed she knew Jesse Stone better than most, probably better than his ex-wife, or anyone else for that matter. Funny thing was, she didn't feel like she really knew him at all. Not really. "Penny for your thoughts," Molly said. "You'd be overpaying. What's up?" He folded the glove over the ball and put it on his desk. "Just wanted to let you know the update from the hospital." "Good news?" he said. "Pretty much. Gabe's coming out of it. He's in a lot of pain, and he's still pretty confused."
"Concussion, broken pelvis, and a dislocated shoulder will do that to you."
"I don't ever want to find out," she said.
"Dislocated shoulder is bad enough."
"That what happened to you, Jesse?"
"The dislocation was the easy part. I got a 3-for-1 package deal. Dislocated my shoulder, tore my rotator cuff, and broke the tip of my humerus bone off where it inserts into the shoulder."
Molly clenched. "Ouch!"
"Beautifully put, Crane. You should have been a poet. So is Gabe's wife fixed up with a room in the hotel across the street from the medical center? Someone watching out for their kids?"
"It's all taken care of. She's got everything she needs, and she knows all she has to do is call if she needs anything else."
"Good."
"The selectmen are going to turn green when they get the bill," she said. "Green is their best color. You don't really care, do you, Jesse?"
"Not much, no. He was hurt doing his job for this town."
"Speaking of that, what do you think Gabe was doing in Helton in the first place?"
"Wrong question, Molly. I know what Gabe was doing there. He was tailing Harlan Salter."
"Then what's the right question?"
"What was Harlan Salter the IV doing in a place like Helton so early in the morning?"
"Point taken. Helton isn't the kind of place that fits a pipe-smoking guy who probably wears a 3-piece suit to bed. You gonna check it out?"
"Is the Pope Catholic?"
"I'll take that as a yes," she said. "Oh, I almost forgot. Don't worry, I've spoken to the rest of the department. There'll be one of us or one of our spouses at the hospital 24/7 for Gabe."
"He said anyone ever tell you you were good?"
"Everyone," she winked at him.
"Bragging again? It ain't bragging when you can back it up."
"Wanna let me be the judge of that? I'm taken."
"I guess you neglected to tell that to Crow," he said.
"Old news. The answer's still no."
Molly shook her head.
"Besides, you don't look like you've gotten much sleep since the dynamic duo of babes arrived in town."
"Long story.
No doubt. But there's something else going on with you, Jesse. What is it?"
"The Penworths flew home with their girl last night. It doesn't feel right to let her go back home without being spoken for," he said.
"Is that how you saw it when you worked robbery-homicide in L.A.?"
"Not always. It was one thing when two gangsters shot it out and one of them ended up dead. But when some little girl caught a stray bullet in a drive-by, that was something else. I needed to stand up for her, for all of us. This is like that."
"I want this guy, Jesse. Do you think we'll get him?" Molly said.
"Maybe. If wanting somebody bad enough mattered, we'd get him. But wanting doesn't usually account for much."
"Then I hope we get the bastard."
"Hoping is kind of like wanting, but for what it's worth, I hope we nail the bastard, too."
Molly smiled at Jesse and closed the office door behind her.